Hey, good morning. Hey, who's here? Hey, BZ, Grim, Usual Suspects, Amy, Relics here, Quick Go Frez, Daniel, Pick a Bite. Just a quick update, and then I'll make this a video on the channel because the 24/7 stream is down. It's really annoying. The issue is the internet here in the office. It's killing us in every regard. So I want to put the stream back right now, but I can't troubleshoot the network with all that traffic. So I'm thinking I can maybe put it on a backup network that I have here. It's not as fast, but then the stream will be there, or just keep it down, and then I'll just I'm going to set up the live stream on like Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud or something, so it'll just always work. You're welcome, Jennifer. So what do you think about that? Can we go without it for the day? I mean, I don't mind giving it a shot on the other network, but it could be a little bit janky. Metamucil has made my life complete, says David Hardwin. It completes my morning. Got to get that fiber. Chris Martin likes the hair. I think I'm having a bad hair day. I haven't listened to the latest Joe Rogan Scorpion. Why? What's up? I blame the Beaver Brothers. They could be gnawing through the cables. I got to look into that. Cody needs a BM in the morning. I understand that. Set up Starlink. That's a pretty good idea, but I haven't got to the bottom of it yet. You guys know I was a network engineer for a long time, so I don't just like to throw like we'll get a new provider because it could turn out that I've just got a noisy cable on one of my switches, and that could be doing it. So if you nerds out there, I'm getting 80% packet loss pinging from the LAN to my router, which means that doesn't even go out to the internet. So something's going on inside, and I think and it's affecting DNS. So which means if you care, when you visit a site for the first time, it takes a second for the DNS, the domain name, to get cached in your system. And then it's faster after that, but that initial load takes a little bit of time. And if the DNS servers are slow, that can take a long time, and that's what's happening. Sean's cool with it. I appreciate it. New subscriber, longtime fan. Hey, John, good to see you. John Simon's here. Eric, do whatever you need to do. Yeah, you guys are the best. Reggie's from Glastonbury. I just talked about your town just a week or two ago. Packet was weird. I was just thinking about the Wi-Fi. So yeah, that's the simulation's always listening. Mike Adams, 24-hour stream is a great idea. It wasn't my idea, it was a Patreon member. Everyone's mentioning their love of Metamucil. I mix up that orange powder every morning when I take my old man pills. Stephen Murray, love from Scotland. Love your program. I appreciate that. Ben, do what you have to do. You're doing great. I appreciate that. Hope you guys checked out the episode last night. Not performing super well, but it's performing well enough. Jessica, man, I was getting sad lately, but bam, you hit it out of the park with Ghost Ships. Boom, home run. I'm glad you thought so. That's one of those episodes. Like, I liked it because I like those ghost stories and ship in the desert. But for our fans that are just into conspiracies, they're not really into ghost ships, or they're into aliens, UFOs. They're not into ghost stories. So that's one of the issues with the channel is, okay, we've got 4.5 million subscribers. The videos get 1 million to 2 million views each. Okay, that's great. But what that means is half of the subscribers aren't watching them. And what I figured out is of the, whether it's 4.5 million or 45,000, it doesn't matter. I've got a third is aliens, UFOs, a third is government conspiracies, and a third are the mysteries, the paranormal, that kind of stuff. There are plenty of people who watch everything, and I appreciate you for doing that. But most people just have their favorite stuff. They look at the Wi-Fi's like, oh, he's doing like three anti-globalist videos in a row. I don't want to see that. I want to talk about Charles Hall and the Tall Whites and the Nordic aliens. Cool Nerd, just let us know how to watch it. Well, I'll post it here. I'll keep it here. Psycho Silver and Rossitron asking about the glasses. They're just light blockers because the super, super bright studio light. Look, check it out. This is my office. This is my normal working light in my office, which looks super dark on camera, doesn't it? But it's just, I keep it kind of dim, but this is it. So I put the production light on, but now I'm blind. And these have magnification so I can read the chat. And I've got three different levels, like distance. And then when I'm live streaming, I've got the other ones. And then when I'm like working up close, I got these. But they're nothing fancy. I'm not trying to imitate Robert Downey Jr. This is not a fashion statement. If you think they're cool, if you go on the Wi-Fi's official subreddit, there's links to how to buy these from Amazon. And it's weird. These were like 18 bucks when I first got them. And I think, of course, it's all about me. But suddenly they're like $45. And since, I'm the star of my movie, it's like, well, are so many people like buying these that they just jacking the prices on us? But when we think about that, it's always about us, right? You're the star of your movie. I'm just a small player. You're the star. I'm aware of that. Dandelion tea. I drink dandelion tea. As a Bronx Italian, dandelions were everything, because they would just grow in the backyard. So dandelion tea, we'd have dandelions in our salad. Why are we yelling how put off in the chat, Skylar? Hood, how do I win a gifted membership? There's no way to win. It's all luck. So if someone gifts memberships in the chat, and I'll see if I can gift some now for you. If someone gifts memberships in the chat, YouTube randomizes it, which is too bad because there are people. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask. And DNS slow for YouTube to load. And some people are like, I'd love to join, but the money is too tight. And I want to gift them the membership, but it just won't let me. Oh, what's interesting is chat is way faster on YouTube. I'm looking at our StreamYard and it's a little bit slower, so it's a little bit more manageable. Well, we have chats going on the Wi-Fi's. This is running on the Wi-Fi's and backstage. Welcome to Lizard People. Oh, yeah, we've got 3,000 people watching on the main channel. Oh, 300 and just left. Sorry. Jennifer, anything that works for you, my friend, I appreciate that. Where's Hecklefish? Well, he must be in the studio because he's not in his bowl on his desk. Like he's ever here. Whenever he's supposed to be here, he comes in on the screen. A bunch of BS. I'm just checking the chat to see if there's anything. Oh, Hal Putoff went on GRE. All right, I'll definitely want to check that out. I'm assuming Joe knows a lot about Hal and asked him about To the Stars and Project Stargate and remote viewing and all that. I mean, he's an OG with Russell Targ. So Hal Putoff was there with Ingo Swann and Pat Price and all those guys. So I hope he got into that. Hey, Speed Metal Queen, first time, I appreciate you. Susie, this is really live. Because the 24/7 stream went down. So when stuff like that happens, I try to hop in and let you know that I'm paying attention and give you a personal apology and an explanation and try to tell you what I'm doing to fix it. Lisa thinks I'm looking great. I appreciate that. I feel pretty good. Tanya, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Well, I'm a gentleman. I'm not much of a scholar, though. Hail, Blue Sunrise. Hail. Zazuka, replace the cables for sure. Yeah, I have a feeling it's a noisy cable or a noisy device, but I'll be able to track it down. I've got my IP scanner running now, scanning every device on the network on every port. So that's going to take a while, but I should be able to track it down. Agent, it's DNS, it's always DNS. It often is, But I'm using Cloudflare and Google, which are Cloudflare super reliable, 1.1. And I'm using Google's 8.8 and 8.8.4. Those lock work pretty well. Reboot the router and switch. That's the first thing I do. Oh, the Blorpus could be taking control. You're killing me small, says Blackbeard. Hi, Lee Asbury. All right, I'm not going to take up too much time because I have to do a production meeting at 1. I just wanted to stop and say hi. You guys don't have to super chat. That's nice of you, but you don't have to do that. Let me read them real fast, and then I'll get out of here. Wedding cake for two. Sometimes I poop too much. I didn't know you could do that. Well, I guess you can. Rabbit louder, 2 pounds. Thank you for the super sticker. Jeff Hart said it's the Blurpus. The Blorpus is in the wires. Beer 5, just FYI, I enjoyed the 24-hour streams. Gets me through my 3 12-hour shifts on the weekend. I appreciate that, Beard. And a lot of people take comfort in those streams. They put them on for company, which is why they're there, which is why I want to get that thing back up. So I'm going to see if I can get it working on a backup network, which is a little bit tricky because it's not connected to my file server. I'm going to have to play some games. If I can get that working, then the stream will be up shortly. If I can't, that just means I'm working on a remote solution, which will be much more solid. Hey, guy, watch it all. I can't get enough. Thank you for being a member. Eve dropping 10 memberships in there. That's awesome. One of mine, 5 memberships in there. Amy, thank you for the super sticker. Auntie. Voodoo Inquisitor, thank you. $50. I appreciate that. Thank you for videos. Love having in the background while I work. Tell Heckovich I said hello. Really tell the entire crew hello and thank you. I'll definitely do that. Robert Louder, do you believe everything you say on the show is bunk? No, I don't. I believe most of it is. But just because I go in skeptical, I also go in with an open mind. So like with crop circles, I thought that was nonsense. Like the hollow moon thing I thought was complete crazy nonsense. But after researching it, I came around. And I'm not saying I'm 100% full believer that the moon is a hollow spaceship, but a lot of evidence has convinced me that something's up with the moon. So I just kind of leave it with the moon is weird. And crop circles is another one. I did not believe in those at all. But by the end of that research, I do believe that a few crop circles are real and unexplainable. So there's been a few of those episodes. But for the most part, no, I don't believe the stories. But I go in enjoying them. I like the stories. You notice I never ridicule anybody or I condescend to anyone or put anyone down who believes them. You're allowed to believe whatever you want to believe. And that's why I tell the story up front. So if you want to hear an urban legend, listen to the urban legend, just bail out of the video because you know that the last one is, but is it true? And then I just tell you what I learned. And with most of the stories, I can debunk most of the information, but with most of the stories, there's always a little bit of mystery left. And those are the best ones. And, you know, I think I would rather, I mean, the best story is one that's just 99% fake, but 1% true. Those are the best ones. And look, if you can debunk 99% of your stories, doesn't that make the 1% that much more fun? The crop circles, I mean, it's such a, I don't want to say good episode to make it sound like it's me, but I mean, it's such a good topic to learn about because I go deep on that episode. It's a very long one, but it had to be because I kept finding more and more research. And remember, I don't have confirmation bias or selective bias where someone like Linda Moulton Howe, who I respect and I'm a fan of LMH, she's OG. She goes into a story assuming it's true and then searches for evidence to support it and kind of doesn't really focus on anything else. I don't do that. I go into a story assuming it's fake and then I try to find evidence to prove it's real at the same time trying to also support that it's fake and just give you everything I can. And there's been plenty of stories where I say, look, there's a lot of stuff here. Here's what I know is fact. Here's what I know is fake. But there's all these other facts in the middle. So you make up your own mind. You know, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a UFO enthusiast. I'm not an ancient civilization expert. I don't know anything about this stuff. My job is to give you information make you smile and have fun, a few laughs, and then you come to the conclusion. I'm not here to convince you of anything. Except according to Reddit, I'm CIA. They still don't tell me what my mission is. I think I'm spreading disinformation, is what I'm accused of. But I think I'm just spreading all the information. And if you fact check me, you'll see that my research is 90% solid and 10% I make mistakes. But I own up to them. But I'm always honest. Stop being rude to the future president. Let heckle cook. Keep the services down and do it right. Less of a headache. Fans may be sad, but it's worth it. Tyler, that is the right call. Let's do that. Let's just leave it down because I have to meet with the team in about 40 minutes. Then I'll be scrambling. We'll just leave it down today. I wonder if I can just rerun an old 24/7 stream recorded. I will try and do that because that wouldn't be too hard to set up. If I can, then we'll be back. Hey, Freako, Dingo, Trico, good to see you. Appreciate that. War Drum, thanks for that. Thanks for that. Marcus gifting memberships. Scott Walker, life is a mystery. But when I read that, I heard Madonna singing it in my head. Who else? Who else heard that? Who else heard life is a mystery? True Hellfire's cat is CIA. That could be true. Remember, I covered Operation Kitty or something. It was something like that where the CIA was, they tortured this poor cat. They put antennas in its body and stuff. And the cat, the project was that the cat is the perfect spy, right? So they put all this eavesdropping equipment on the cat and they set it out into a park where these two supposed Russian assets were sitting having a conversation. So they trained the cat to kind of go over there. And it was like millions of dollars and I don't know how many years of experimentation, how many poor cats were tortured. And they let the cat out to go and eavesdrop on the conversation. It gets about 15 feet and gets run over by a taxi. And that was the end of Project Kitty or whatever that was. Machman, thank you for the 10 pound. Best YouTube creator and channel there is. Appreciate the hard work. I'm glad that you know that there's hard work involved. I mean, sometimes I come on here just to talk to the positive people because I get so much negativity online, so much, and I really don't know why. Keep up the outstanding work, says John. Entertain so many people from starving our boredom to feasting our bedtime stories. Perfect way to say it. You know, the After Files, I'm going to try and do more preparation and do more things on those, but for the most part, it's just hanging out, chatting with friends. I'm there to keep you company. I'm perfectly transparent when I say it's also a telethon to raise money for the channel. That's why I get all the read all the super chats. That's why I'm plugging merch. And that's why I'm trying to get an exclusive deal with somebody so I can stop doing all of that. I will just have the merch there if you want to be a fan. Instead of like, how many orders did we get? Are we going to make payroll? It's not that bad. Don't super chat me. Don't do that. I was exaggerating. We're in good shape. Thanks to our patrons, we're in good shape. Tartaria, I'll probably have to break down and do it Salty Dog because so many people want it. It's a very new urban legend. It's a single source from a single guy that is just kind of spread, but that's what urban legends do. It's very debunkable, but there are some interesting aspects to it. So I'll get it in there. Give me a little time. Connect 2, I want a former detective on staff. Back to blue. I mean, if you're in Vegas and have skills I can use, I've got one ex-cop on staff. You know that we back the blue here. You know, I almost went into that field of work myself. You know, my dad is a legend. My grandfather was on the job as well. And I was 2 days away from signing a contract with an agency that will go unnamed. But yeah, I took the civil service exams and the police exams and I scored very high, like number 17 out of 58,000. I don't mean to brag. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying that I came so close to going in that direction in my life and I chose not to. I chose to stay working in tech and doing voiceovers And my family was furious, furious, because when you score that high, you don't go looking for jobs. You get offers. You get offers with bonuses. I think I mentioned this once, is there was a chief of police, which I can't name, who would come into the bar where I was working with his cute daughter and talk about how he wanted me on there, and then they were going to start me like $120K. This is 1994. And it's like, oh, by the way, this is my daughter. And I'm like, chief. And he came in there a few times. A great, great guy. If I was going to go do it, I probably would have worked for him. I didn't want to do federal. But I was also talking in Nassau County about maybe starting up it's not computer crimes, but I wanted to do like catch a predator type stuff. And this is in 94. I wanted to set up a department where we catfish pedos online and then set them up for a sting. And they were like, yeah, let's do whatever. We don't have that. Whatever, let's do it. So weird. Cause it was like, I was like 23 years old. It's like, go ahead, start a department. So yeah, so we backed the blue here. Thanks, gay uncles, for the $2.99. I've seen you before. I don't know what that means. Are you just two gay men that are uncles sharing an account? And you just go by gay uncles? You have a logo? I think it's fantastic. Like I would wear that t-shirt just to confuse people. I would wear a gay uncles t-shirt. Can I buy that somewhere? I'll wear that on Rogan. Just to see his reaction. Dude, what's with the gay uncle's shirt? Don't worry about what I got going on. You stick to your own thing. There's Bryce. Monty loves the content. Never stop. Thank you for the five. You guys stop. Please stop super chatting. I got to get off of here. Baltimore, you mean you didn't get the Medal of Honor of the last survivor of the Challenger mission? Ooh. There's some good conspiracies about that. I covered them on an After Files. There's Tiffany with a seductive selfie, nicely done for $2. I see what you're doing there. Raz Van Lazar, life is timeless. God bless everyone. I wish that were so. But time, I wish life were timeless. I wish it went on forever. Joey G says, I couldn't imagine having anyone negative to say, keep up the great work. I don't know why I get death threats. They don't really say. Some of it is political, but it's political from the left and the right. So there's that. But some of it is just, there's no reason. The worst one I ever got was someone threatened and knew not my address, but knew basically where I lived but knew where the studio was, and said he was going to come into my home. I don't want to use the R word, but force himself on Jen and tie me up and make me watch and then kill us both. So most of them I don't take seriously, but that one was pretty aggressive. Yeah, S2, that really happened. Mark, that really happened. It didn't happen that long ago. I get about two death threats a month, but that was a very aggressive one. Steve says Second Amendment. Look, I'm not worried about that. I can handle myself, and I carry. I'm quick on the draw. So I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about home invasion. We're fine. But I don't like my wife being threatened, especially that specifically. And when you start dropping addresses, now you have us concerned. But, you know, here in the studio, I've got three guys. Like I told you, we've got an ex-cop here. Everybody's got a gun on their hip. But we have started locking the door and all of that. All right, let me read a few more and we'll get out of here. 12:30, okay. Michael, everyone like a good story, debatable or not. I agree. 100%. You get negative crap because of the Wooly people. I don't know who they are, Jeff Hart. I get negative stuff from like the Electric Universe crowd. They don't like that. Flat Earthers attack me, but that's fine. But like Electric Universe Theory, that crowd goes after me hard. The Solar Apocalypse people, I think I won them over, but they didn't like me for a while. A lot of it is when I get something wrong, which has to be all the time because I only spend, you know, a few days to a week researching it. I'm going to get stuff wrong, but why threaten to kill me because I didn't pronounce the name of the Bigfoot investigator right? Like, what are you doing? And some of the emails are long. Like, they sat there furious. FYI, Arizona's pizza on S Rainbow is the best pizza in Vegas. You're welcome. All right. I will believe you, Jennifer, but you have to tell me where you're from. What city? Not what state, what city? And let's see if you have pizza cred. Because Verrazano's, that's off to a good start. That's the bridge to Staten Island. Any New Yorkers know what the Verrazano toll is up to now? That was always the beast of a toll of all the bridges. I lived on Staten Island for a year. Heavy hard drive. How does it feel being the last voice people hear before falling asleep 24-hour streams? Also, what is next Art Bell episode you want to cover? It feels weird. I try not to be insulted that people say my voice puts them to sleep, but I think what they mean is the tone, at least I hope, and not the content. Next Art Bell episode to cover, I think I've already started it, because Gino has a bunch of research, is we're going to do the Area 51 call, which I think will be a lot of fun. Steve O is a senior network engineer, another nerd. Yeah, I did that for a long time. That was my dual lives, one life in tech and one life in entertainment, and usually both at the same time. Like you've heard me talk about when I was writing software for government, I did that for like 20 years, but I was also working at MTV. Jonathan Reed episode, I'd have to look into him, but he's come up before. Hello, Sunshine. I'm a huge fan. We're grateful for the entire White House team and all the hard work. All right. I'm so glad you guys acknowledge the team. They do so much work around here. You're welcome for the work. I need MTV Wow. I don't know if it's that prestigious anymore because that was 20 years ago. And that's why I left MTV to move to LA. And then that's when I joined Playboy. Trembling Colors for Tartari, I believe, is just a cope to explain why we don't make beautiful buildings anymore. It could be, but I think we still make them, just not as many.
Hi.
Hi. I was just chatting and explaining that we got some network issues, so 24/7 stream will be down today. Why are you here?
I saw that you were live streaming, so I just popped over to see what was going on.
I was just finishing up some super chats. I'm going to shut it down, but do you want to give everyone an update?
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Harley says, hi, Jen. Go rest.
I was released to come back to work today, so we're at work, which is good. I was just told, hello, everybody. I was just told to T-Rex everything. So I'm just
T-Rex, meaning keep the elbows in.
Keep everything close. So I am relaxing and truth teller. Hi, Jen. Who is she? I am AJ's wife. I am Mrs. Y-Files. So here relaxing, trying to be good and not do too much. So this is, it's good. Glad to be back. I missed everything.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back.
And there she goes. Always nice to hear from Mrs. Whitefoss. Thanks, you. Phoenix Phenomenon. If we're talking about Phoenix Lights, that's going to be included in an episode because I don't have much new on the Phoenix Lights, but it's a great story. Nicholas, can you or are going to have Umlaich on the show with the new set that you built. If she'd come on, I'd love to talk to her. I don't know. I mean, I think she goes out and does interviews. I mean, she's well into her 80s now. I mean, she's still sharp as ever. So, yeah, she has a YouTube channel that she's puts out content all the time that you can follow. She's Earth Files. So she's releasing videos all the time if you want to stay up with LMH. She's great. Jurassic, the family loves the show. Both the kids and Hecklefish plushies in their rooms. That's awesome. And appreciate you guys for all the merch you bought last night. We've got a bunch of orders going out today. Well, I think we're going to sell out of the challenge coins. We might sell out of those by today, because we sold a lot in the overnight. And those are all signed, by the way. I'm not going to pull up the store or anything. I'm just letting you know that I appreciate that you did a little shopping. Chris, you have so much more love than the losers have to say. I'm glad. And it's true. It's 99% or more. But you always tend to focus on the negativity. Morgan Clack, unsub podcast win. I keep hearing about that, but I don't know the podcast that well. But I don't think I've been invited. All right. Let's do a couple last ones and let you guys go. Have you ever looked into the human within a human theory? I haven't, but I'm intrigued. Also, hi, Jen.
Hi.
There she goes. And Beats Meats is back. When I first found your channel, I put a bunch of episodes fall asleep, but the episodes were too interesting. Thanks for the lost hours of sleep. Well, right back at you, Beats and Meats. You know how many hours of sleep I lose making those things? Oh, my goodness. There were stretches here where I would go, would I have like 8 or 9, just for confirmation, I would have 8 or 9 total hours of sleep over a week.
Yes.
Where Navy SEALs were like, bro,
it's too much.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, I would be like, well, it's Thursday. I haven't seen AJ since Sunday. So, but yeah, that was early times too, when we had the other studio that had the apartment there.
Triple Z8 wants to know my EDC. I can show my everyday carry on here, right?
No, I wouldn't.
My EDC is the perfect everyday. It's a SIG 365 double stack.
I got that for you for your birthday.
You did. I'm a long time SIG man. The 226 Navy Special is my favorite. Nine hours a week, when do the hallucinations start, says Solent. They usually start about when I'm up about 30 hours or so, I'll start to hear voices. I don't see things, but I get auditory hallucinations. They start as whispers, and then it becomes singing, and then it becomes actual voices.
Yeah, he would be on like an After Files at the old studio, and he'd be like, do you guys hear that? Have you heard that? And I would be freaking out because our old studio was not in the best part of town, so I would be afraid of what was happening, but sometimes it was just, he was just hearing the voices.
H. Chavez, anything on Mount Kailash that's coming? That's on the short list. That's coming very soon. Quantum immortality also coming as sooner. It's a lot of research. I had a ton of work done on it already, but it's a lot to get to. You cover anything on quantum, and now I'm in for a long research session, because one of the goals of this channel is to take complex topics and break them down into understandable chunks without condescending and making it fun, which I think for the most part I do. You know, I think I explained the double slit experiment pretty well. And, John Wheeler's retro causality experiment. That's a pretty hard one to explain, but I think I did it pretty well in the simulation theory episode. So with quantum, I got to make sure that I really know my stuff, but that's coming because I'm very, very interested in it. And it encompasses a lot of different subjects and a lot of different experts. Ashton Forbes on MH370. I would talk to him. Phoenix planetary cycle of 138 years. I have to look into that. That's interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
All right, folks. I'm going to let you go. Thanks, Jennifer. Verenzano's Pizza's on me. Trust me. You haven't told me the city that you're from. I need to know that for pizza cred, you have to tell me what city you're from. Because there are some acceptable cities, but most are not. Let me go into the live chat. We'll see if she replies. Oh, I'm way behind on those.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, good wife, Jen. Bye, you guys. YouTube shouldn't be blocking chat. It's only blocked for it's subscribers only. But instead of being a subscriber for 2 months, I just set it to 5 minutes. Just so people can get on here. On that channel, total is 49.28 because I'm streaming on both channels. I just wanted to get you guys updated. Jennifer looks beautiful today.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Later, AJ and Jen. All right, guys. Well, see you. I'll get that stream up ASAP, I promise. It's high priority. And I'll talk to you later.
Bye.